This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Thursday. We've reached Thursday, pushing through game week, game 3. Pittsburgh Steelers, lots going on. Colin Dunlap in my house, Chris Mack in his house, Jim Colony doing the updates in his house after a round of golf yesterday that we didn't know about, but he played. It's a big golf outing, So there's that. Saw it on social media. And producer Matt, he's back in the Green Tree Studios. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good, yeah. I saw Jim playing with some of the best hair in the business, Richie Walsh.
Yeah, and Dulac, and they won some, and I think the Durich, maybe. I don't know if he was in the group. Anyway, they won some big event. Look at that.
Yeah, it was Richie, Colony, as you mentioned, Jerry, and Mike the Durich, host of our fan golf show.
Yeah, Mike the Durich, by the way, I say this about too many. Maybe I just know a lot of nice people. You can affirm, producer Matt can affirm, gosh, we need to get back to the world being open. I always say this, so that we can have events. And I catch up with Mike all the time at our station events. And I've seen him at different places, you know, just being working in newspapers before. Definitely falls in the category of one of the nicest guys in the world, Mike the Durich. No question.
Maybe, and I hate to put anybody else out, but maybe the nicest human on earth, Mike the Durich. Quite possible.
I have never walked away from a conversation with Mike the Durich and not been like, I'm better for that today. He is just such a pleasant person. I wish that we could all be as smiley and happy and as wonderful. Mike the Durich really is a good dude. That golf show, by the way, is a super good show on our airways. Yes. He gets great guests. Really good ones.
Yeah. Always big time guests. Yeah, he does a great job with that. And I guess we're probably winding down about the time of year where Mike still does that show every week. But I don't. They should have him back for one, like around the time of the Masters or something. Like, he can make that.
Oh yeah, now that the schedule is a lot different, you know, they should. But Mike is just such a good guy, and I saw those pictures all over social media yesterday. Is Colony has terrible golf shoes, though. Those guys were all decked out. Colony has like these FootJoys from 1987 that, like, I don't know, Olin Brown was wearing or something. They're so bad. I love Jim, but he's got to get new golf shoes. So maybe they could hook him up at Lynch Golf down at Pine Creek with some golf shoes. Anyway, getting all the sponsors in today.
Yeah, I have the very same pair of golf shoes, like almost identical. And I saw that picture yesterday and I was like, good Lord, that's what I look like when I wear those shoes.
Yeah, but you don't play 8 times a week.
No, I don't.
That's the difference. He puts a lot more mileage on those golf shoes.
True.
All right, I got to get to this. I just have to. Is this a Pittsburgh thing or is this the way it works everywhere in this country? I don't know, but it's something that I've noticed increasingly since I've been home, and we've been working from home. It's been 6 months now. But so you could have the biggest things in the world, and I'll set the scene for you. I'll flip on the television. They sing the national anthem to start the news, the local news. Every day at 4:30, they sing the national anthem on Channel 2. Heather Abraham doesn't do it. It's like this video montage of a real singer and everything. And they show this thing sweeping through our country, all these different B-roll kind of shots. So anyway, then they go in and they'll say like this. They'll be like, a plane crashed in Tunisia. There's 121 dead. There's civil unrest in our country. Four people were shot last night locally. There's a house fire currently happening right now in the East End. But first, let's go to Ron with weather.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, well, nice one today, 71 for a high, it'd be about 50 overnight, really no precipitation. It'll be just like a regular nice day.
Uh-huh.
Why do we, I could see if there was, you know, hurricane whatever on its way, or one of those big winter storms. Is it just a Pittsburgh thing where even regular, quote-unquote regular, like today, yesterday, the most regular weather you're going to find. They'll do that on not Channel 2 only, all of them. Again, you know, 1,400 dead, the biggest plane ever crashed in Greenland. But first, let's go to Joe with weather. Oh, yeah, it's going to be 74 for a high. What are we fascinated more than other places with weather, Chris? Yes or no?
No. That's everywhere. You go anywhere and watch the news in the morning. It's literally weather right off the top, 9 times out of 10. Because somebody about 15 years ago did a study that people go to the TV news for the weather, and that's what they want first. And so we've been stuck in this cycle now where we get weather about every 3 minutes. And look, I don't mind. Like, I like to be able to turn on and get the forecast almost right away and not have to sit through stories that I may not be interested in. But you make a great point in that they'll load it up there at the very top of the A block before anything else. Like, anything could be. Zombies could be roaming the streets, eating people's brains, and they'd be like, but first, let's get a check of the forecast from Ron.
With regular weather, that's also, that piles on to a second layer of my point. When there's just, when it's 71 and sunny, again, they do a great job, and I love my man Smiley, and Heather, mm-hmm. and everybody. I wake up with them. I do. They're the best. And they're told to do that. That's not from them. They're, you know, somebody is instructing them. But do we need weather to start when it's 73 and clear? I've wondered that. Or maybe that's when people find out. I don't know. It's just that, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Is somebody somewhere in some TV executive corner suite office like 15, 20 years ago saw something that said, oh, you should start the news with the weather. And they said, that's a wonderful idea. And now it's just trickled its way down through the entire local news industry.
Yeah. That one and another great move is there'll be, you know, okay. A man was arrested on the Pennsylvania Turnpike outside of New Stanton with 42 tons of fentanyl in his truck. He was on his way between, you know, New Hampshire and California, and he was arrested by troopers at the Greensburg Barracks. Let's go to Lisa Washington, and she's standing in Market Square. And that, or the big one, by the Mazeroski statue. And she'd be like, troopers from the Greensburg Barracks stopped whatever, whoever, you know, Joe Schmo from, you know, Bedford. And that is another big one.
They're big on sending the reporters out somewhere. Just go out somewhere. just be outside to report on the story. Well, you want me all the way out at the No. Just find a spot. It doesn't have to be far. We don't got a lot of gas in the trucks. Just go around the corner.
You want me to drive
better yet?
To Hunker,
better yet?
Hunker
better yet?
PA?
Don't drive anywhere. Just walk out. Yes, walk outside. Out by the fountain out in front of the building. Not too close because the water makes a lot of noise. Over like so that like your back is facing the Hilton. Yeah, just right over there. Yeah, that's perfect. But the story happened in Somerset. Don't worry about it. Just go outside. I don't care where you are. Just be outside, okay?
I know. That one gets me. Oh, that one gets me. That is one of my favorites. And again, I'm not picking on any certain local news. It's all of them.
Everybody does ambiance.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I guess you want your reporters out in the field. I get that. But it's like breaking news in Erie this morning. Let's go to Lisa Washington. She's live on the North Shore.
Right. It's just standing. They love that. You know what they love? I guess because there's no traffic there in the morning. It's relatively quiet. They love the cul-de-sac right where the players' entrance is for PNC Park for the Pirates. Right there by the Mazeroski statue. They love that. And you get the twinkling of the lights behind you from the city.
Yeah, maybe a little reflection. Yeah, exactly. It looks great. Yes.
They love that maneuver. Love it. Yeah, you know, we had a Pittsburgher was luckily rescued at sea. He was on a vacation in Guadalajara. Let's
go to Chris Hoffman on the Boulevard of the Allies.
Yes! He's down by the point. Yeah. I'm just like, what? What is happening? By the way, are we full on pumpkin season right now? SZN? Like, are we in it?
Oh, yeah. My wife got all of the fall decorations yesterday, and it was just, it was too much too early for me. It's just, it's 75 and sunny out, and I took my son to go skate. We went to the rink and skate, open skate, and then we come home, and there's just orange stuff everywhere. And I just, and a pumpkin candle burning in the kitchen. I'm like, man, I'm not ready for this. Now, look, next week when it's 50 for a high, because it's supposed to instantly, we're supposed to switch off from summer to fall in a matter of like 72 hours next week. It's just going to bang happen. Then I'm okay with it. Like, but not when it's 75 and sunny.
No, I think we have like those, you know, my kids love those like window clings. I think we got some of those flying around. I got a couple pumpkins out on the front. I don't know if it was her Girl Scout troop, if it was her softball team, if it was her marching band, whatever. They sold like mums or some flowers or something.
Right.
That seemed to be pretty autumnal. They're out on the front porch. I saw my neighbors got these corn stalks. Looks like Children of the Corn out there. They got that happening.
See,
but we're
I'll get on board. Yeah, I'll get on board with the mums because they're, you know, brightly colored flowers. They don't necessarily have to be fall. Okay. But like corn stalks and pumpkins on the front stoop or the front porch season, I'm not there yet, man. Let it get cold. Or not cold, but cool off a little bit.
Right. I'm with you. But we're there. Like, we're almost there. It's almost almost Locktober for Lee Sterling.
This is your last leg. Like, if you have a pool at home or a neighbor or family member who has a pool, this weekend is your last opportunity. It'll be sunny and in the 80s. And then, bang, like next Wednesday or so, I think, is right down into the 50s. It's like perfect, typical Western Pennsylvania. Yes, we will go from one season to the other at this exact time on this exact day. We will flip seasons.
My favorite though is shorts and long sleeve t-shirt. That's my maneuver. Or like, I've gotten like these. I bought a couple at Anna Maria Island. Those like sort of fishing shirt kind of deals. You know, like the that's shorts in that maneuver.
I got one, that sandbar place that we went to eat at. Remember with like Joe Giordano and all those guys last time we were down there.
Mr. Bowser and all those guys.
Yeah. They had like a real nice thin, like you're talking about, that material. And it was, God, it's so comfortable. And this past weekend was exactly what I want from fall. Give me 60 to 65 and sunny, and that's perfect, like crisp, clear, cool. That's autumn. We're going to go from 85 and sunny to 50 and rainy. It's going to happen overnight, and I'm just going to get so angry.
Yeah, Mr. Bowser and the Tark, the guy who cannot hit a golf ball not straight. He's unbelievable. Dead-eye Tark getting it done out on every Western Pennsylvania golf course, just hitting it straight dead down the middle. He's the kind of guy that infuriates you because he's just too good at golf. anyway, what a good morning. We're going to have a wonderful day. We got a big show. Pat Narduzzi in the first hour to talk about setting up that Louisville game. Sean O'Hara from NFL Network, former offensive lineman in the NFL. Jason Mackey at 8. Mike DeFabo to talk hockey. We got hockey. We got football. We got baseball. We got nonsense. We got all of it. Good morning to you. We're going to have a fun Thursday. It is a Fan Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.